This is Earth and Sky on restoring southern Louisiana's coastline.
Rebuilding the levee systems in and around New Orleans is just one part of the post-Katrina restoration process. That's according to Meade Allison, a coastal geologist at Tulane University in New Orleans.
Allison told us that building new coastal wetlands will bolster New Orleans' future defense against devastating storm surges. Experts are still evaluating how best to do this in the Mississippi Delta region.
The answer is we've got to tap into the river's sediments, and I think most people agree that that's the primary answer as well, that the sediments that are being carried within the Mississippi River need to be utilized, whether it is through a diversion where you cut a hole in the levee and actually allow the river to flow into an adjacent open water region, or whether it's a long-distance pipeline where you actually stick a pipe in the river and suck sediments into a pipeline that are then carried miles from the river channel. But in any case, I think the wetland rebuilding is a major post-Katrina focus of people.
Allison added that a realistic goal is to rebuild new wetlands at the same rate they're being lost, which is about 25 square miles, 65 square kilometers, every year.
Our thanks today to NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. We're Block N Bird for Earth and Sky.